You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Kelsey Charles and Megan Murray here, and my cat, Joey. And you are listening slash watching Girls Talking Boys. We're together live.
Live and live in color. It is Friday. Rebecca Black did us a favor and re-recorded.
So we're all re-recording.
Her Smash single, yeah.
Okay, got it.
However, here's the thing, it's bad. Oh. So I don't know. She tried to do some artistic things with it, but just not a fan.
Don't mess up a good thing.
But yeah, that's your Friday tidbit.
Unless your tracks and masters are being stolen by a crook. But that's a different story for another day.
Yeah, it is.
We're not bitter. We are getting ready to do some pizza eating. So
yes,
that's the main priority here. Of course, I had to work out before. So, you know, you're getting the best version of me right now. But guys, couple things. We've got a fun interview on this week's show for y'all. We had Dr. Brian Mann on, and he's a really awesome chiropractor. The clientele, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. You should definitely check out his Instagram and see his jersey collection. I'm very envious of it.
it's pretty all right.
Yeah. It's expansive.
That's one way of putting it. But yeah, it's really impressive. He's with Dynamic Sports Medicine is his company, but he works with the likes of Dak Prescott, Troy Aikman, Blake Jarwin, Dez.
I saw D-Law up in there.
D-Law was there. USA, Team USA.
Oh, yeah. You know, Olympians.
Those people.
Whatever.
So he's awesome. He's a super badass, such a nice guy. We had a chance to talk to him about, like, just, you know, how it's been training these guys, helping these guys keep their bodies right during the pandemic. His thoughts on some of the stuff with Dak. Obviously, he's been one of the guys that's been really hands-on with him and his progression throughout everything he's been going through. So it was great to connect with him, and that's we have on deck today. But before we get there, it feels like we need to address some important news this week.
Yes.
Goat things happened. Finally. Excuse my French. But, like, seriously, finally.
I mean, yes. If you're talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Drew Pearson, he got inducted, or not inducted. He got selected for the Hall of Fame. Finally.
Y'all, Meg and I were doing some research for this, and I knew it had been a long time since, you know, he's been eligible for the Hall of Fame, but 33 years, long time.
It's older than me.
Come on, man. That's a sin.
But, and I mean, talk about, like, the most heart-wrenching video ever, watching him find out he got snubbed last year, like, on live TV.
Yeah.
That sucked. Like, he's just such a good dude, and he's the original 88. Like, he's won a Super Bowl. He's, like, a three-time pro bowler. Like, he's first team All-Stars. Everything. Yeah. He's everything of the sort. And for it to take this long, I was just really excited for him.
Yeah. And of course, like, the way it went down was really cool. Jerry called him, I think, and said, hey, can you meet Roger and I? And if you guys don't know this, Roger Staubach has several companies that he's a part of, one being real estate. And he's like, hey, can you meet us at the Star? We're going to talk about a business deal with you. And of course, that's when they met him there and announced it. And just his emotions were so pure. Like, it was such a pure.
He was so happy.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really
cool. I loved that.
It was awesome. So.
We talk about this a little bit kind of in that interview with Brian Mann, but he's the only cowboy that I have a autograph from.
Do you really?
Yeah. So I was working at Red Bull event and he was there and I talked to him for like 30 minutes. Such a nice guy. And I didn't have anything for him to sign. So he just signed a piece of paper.
See, like one of the things that you guys probably realize by now about me is that working in this industry and just being around this industry, like we are, there's a lot of people that, you know, aren't that great and it is what it is, but like some just aren't. But there's a lot of people that are, and those are the people that you love to see succeed and just really get everything good and more. And he's one of them. And
yeah,
I've done a couple events with him and like, he was always lovely. And just, again, like not to mention just his accolades in general, like we don't even need to go down the list of why he deserves this and why he deserved this years ago, but
yeah,
it's really cool to see it happen. So, super pumped for the original 88 on that. And so, people have been asking him like who his presenter is going to be. And, you know, he said, listen, like, obviously if they were still with us, like Tom Landry would be one of the first I would talk to, or Harvey Martin was, you know, one of his dear friends, but, you know, they're no longer with us. So I think it's going to be either Staubach or one of his kids. It's kind of some of what he's talking about right now. But I thought the really interesting thing was the way that he's going to do his celebration, because obviously we know COVID likes to, you know, come in and wreck everything. So they had to postpone this 2020 ceremony to 2020. What year is it? 2021? Yeah. Okay. I'm about to speak in fiscal years. So I'm like, it's fiscal year 2022.
You know.
Anyways, some of y'all feel my pain. But it's interesting because they'll have the August 8th will be the induction for this year's class. And then August 7th will be the induction ceremony for the 2020 class. And then August 6th will be the ceremony for the centennial class. So it's going to be like a full-blown weekend. And three different cowboys are going to be involved. You've got Jimmy Johnson and Cliff Harris there too. So it apparently sounds like it's a potential option that they do a full cowboy party.
Yes.
How do we get a ticket?
Oh, I'm just going to, it's like, this is a running theme or like that I interweave into whatever throughout a couple podcasts, but hear me out. Dress up as janitors.
This is your best option. You're like, here's what we'll do.
I look good in a fake mustache. You know you love that filter on Snapchat. So it could work out.
I would mop a floor to go to that party.
Yeah.
Just being totally honest.
100%.
Like, that would be worth it to me.
And you know what's kind of funny, though, if you think about it? Like, he got snubbed last year, but he's still going to get inducted the same weekend that people from last year are getting inducted.
That is kind of cool. So he's like...
Poetic justice, baby.
It is, basically.
We love to see it.
We do love to see it. So, super happy for Drew. Well deserved. I mean, about damn time. And, yeah, guys, I mean, that's all exciting. So let's kind of switch gears on y'all and move into the now. Because, you know, like, what is everyone talking about this offseason besides Dak Prescott and his contract and everything else? Like, that's what we can't stop talking about. Yeah. That too. For the record, that was, I felt bad for that.
I was like, this is honestly just feels like this week for the Cowboys kind of felt like how it feels to be a like big fan of like a Housewives franchise. Like there was so much going on from all these different angles and it was like drama.
Yeah.
You're really getting it from all different sides. Happiness. Stress.
I was like, is it?
Yeah.
No, it was a lot. And I didn't even know that was a thing until a couple of days later. And I was like, oh, we have a lot of time on our hands is what I'm hearing. And also like for the record it was obviously an oversight from, you know, the team, but like mistakes happen. There's been things that have happened before. They're all humans. And also like, do you really think that Jerry has enough time to like call from his yacht and be like, hey,
Make sure you edit out Dak from this video.
When you're posting, I need you to post a social video, and I need you to make sure he's not in. That's not happening. Like, my favorite is when people tweet the team and are, like, tweeting the team like they're tweeting Jerry Jones. As if Jerry Jones is, like, on his phone, like, oh, shit, like, I better sign Dak. Like, because
there's a 22-year-old girl reading those, and she doesn't have any say.
Because Gerald, 229014, I love cake, wants you to freaking sign. Like, no, that's not happening. It's not how it works. Anyways.
Would be kind of funny, though, if it did.
It would be hilarious. It would be actually hilarious. I have it, like, I used to man the email account for Cowboys Break, and the things that people would send, hysterical.
You know, if I could dress up as a janitor and get on the yacht and then, I'm just
kidding. We have plans.
But, yeah.
While we make plans on how we're going to get into this party, yes. We'll leave you guys with this interview with Dr. Brian Mann. Again, he is the chiropractor to the
for
stars.
The stars.
And hopefully me soon, because I need it.
I don't. I'm perfect.
Okay. Well, on that note, Dr. Brian Mann coming up for you guys next. Joining us now, as we mentioned, we have Dr. Brian Mann. He is the owner of Dynamic Sports Medicine. What's up, doctor? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are y'all?
Good.
Good. Does an apple a day really keep the doctor away?
I haven't had that any success with that. I have people eat a lot of apples, but no go. Okay. I'm the doctor you want to come see.
Since we have an actual doctor in the house.
Yeah, no, I'm the one you want to come see. You don't want to stay away from. It's our clinic's very homey, fun vibe there. So it's there a lot of people want to come see us. Yeah.
Don't eat apples. Go visit.
Well, yeah. You know, I can't promise that. Like, I'm a big fan. That's kind of what I ate for dinner just now, because it's like all I can eat for dinner at the moment, since I'm just busy.
As I drink my wine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I got some bourbon right here, so we're good.
Well, guys. Like, thanks for the invite.
We have to study tonight.
Yeah.
So during quarantine, and I'm excited to have you just in general, because big fan of your work, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I feel like before we like super dive in, TikTok is a big trend. And I feel like as a marketer, I need to make sure I discuss this with you. The whole like popping, cracking, you know, trend all over social media. It's a big deal right now. Like, are you considering getting into that?
Yeah, this comes up like every week probably in the clinic. A lot of people do that. I personally, I don't, my vibe, my personality, you may catch on as we're going. I'm more like a chill kind of low key behind the scenes. I don't do a lot of in your face stuff. I don't think it would go very well with my personality. I've kind of thought about it. I had to delete TikTok because I did those two nights in a row where I was up till like midnight just scrolling senselessly. So I had to delete it. But people ask every week. I don't think that would vibe with me.
Maybe, but those videos are extremely popular. So it could be a marketing tool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that may be why some of the athletes do want to come see me, because I'm not like, hey, can I record everything we do?
That's a very good point.
You don't want to like crack the neck and then just do like the whole like, thing that there's
a yeah some of those guys have some serious swag with that though, right?
Oh yeah
but nonetheless, despite the fact that you have a TikTok, I feel like you're doing pretty all right for yourself even without it. It's pretty impressive to look at your resume, just to name a few of, like, obviously you have your own practices here in Dallas and you're so skilled at what you do, but you have a lot of people that you work with and a lot of, you know, great clientele. Team USA, to name one, that's a massive accomplishment in itself. A lot of people that the folks who listen to this show recognize as well. Dak, Troy Aikman, Zeke, Dez are all some guys that you've dealt with in the past. I know you work a lot with Dak too. Talk about like kind of what, you know, what it's like working at that level of the game. I imagine it's just a little bit different than just dealing with, you know, the layman at times, but also I'm sure there's some synergies all the same.
He and I clicked initially. I grew up in a trailer in Oklahoma and he in Louisiana. So I think that's kind of where we clicked a lot out the gate. At that level, to me personally, it's all about communication and confidence and having the ability to like, hey man, somebody else may be better at this thing than I am, but kind of me doing what I'm good at and communicating the whole way. The clinic is all going to be custom tailored to whoever comes in there. So just, you don't have to be Dak Prescott to get that kind of treatment. But those guys specifically with me, it's personally, it's all about communication. I'm traveling across the world with Team USA or whoever that is. I'm big on communication, availability. The answer is always yes. There was this past, I'll give you a little tidbit here. This past holiday, Zeke forgot it was Christmas on a Friday. He's like, "Hey man, can we do Friday?" And I'm like, "Man, let me run that by my wife." I was going to try, and then he realized it was Christmas. I was like, "Dude, forget it. You're fine." But I was gonna try to figure it out.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Nice.
That's so awesome. Like, you're like, listen, let me check with the family, make sure Santa Claus has already come through, and then I can see if I can make the round.
Yeah. I was going to try.
That's awesome. I want to talk about that for a minute, because like one thing that I feel like I've noticed about you and, you know, and just our interactions that we've had, and then just looking kind of at your social media and the things that you put externally, it feels like obviously you take your business and your skill very seriously, but it feels like on top of just what you're doing with like the rehab process and, you know, maintaining bodies, there's almost like a philosophy that you layer on top of it too. One of the things that you just mentioned, you and Dak can't stand on the fact that you guys both had similar upbringings and similar starts, but you have a photo with him that I really loved, and you quoted, you said, "No goals are too crazy." And so can you speak to kind of your philosophy in terms of how you approach this business, not just in the healing process, but also like the mental side of it too?
Yeah. My mindset is going to be more of like, if he said, look me in the face and said, "Hey, I want to win the next 10 in a row." I would be like, I wouldn't laugh. I'd be like, "Okay, let's get to work." Same thing. I may all the way down to, you may want to be able to play catch with your grandkids and you can't do that. And it may be an unrealistic goal after 5 shoulder surgeries, but I'm going to try to figure it out. That little specific scenario that there was a little kind of combo a few weeks ago, is when we had met, I remember making a comment of like, "If you want to throw 100 touchdowns this year, like, let me know." And we kind of like, haha, but apparently I had said something else. I forgot about his brother. He brought up, I had said something like, "If you want to throw for 6,000 yards, but I'd forgotten that I said that. And then a few weeks ago, his brother was like, "Well, you were on pace to do that, man." And I was like, "Oh crap, he was." So any like crazy goal, I'm like, let's figure it out. I guess partially like me growing up the way I did, like trailer, small town, Oklahoma, and like just to even get out of there and have a job, was a big deal for me. So I'm like, once I got out, I'm like, okay, well, what else can we do? So I really like that mindset. And after we watched the GOAT on Sunday, win his 7th, I'm like, golly, what am I doing? I need to focus a little bit and try a little harder, huh?
No kidding. Hey,
you're going to get Dak there. I just know it.
Yeah. The next 7 in a row, right?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I think that's really cool. I love that you guys have that type of a relationship. And there's been a lot of discussion about Dak too. Obviously last year, not having him on the field for the entire season due to that super unfortunate injury. But like you said, even in that time that we did have him, it just felt like there was some magic, and it felt like things were different, and it felt like he was just producing so well. And if he didn't prove to this team before what he means to them, I mean, damn it if we don't know now, because we all saw how the end of the year kind of netted out for this Dallas Cowboys team. But I'd love to kind of get your thoughts on just, you know, him as a person and him as a professional, like what it's been like to work with him, if you could speak to that at all, and like really what he brings to the table when it comes to his work with you, because I feel like that's been lauded a lot. I know I've been lucky enough to work with him in a professional capacity with sponsorships, but he just, I don't feel like sometimes he's pretty quiet about all of the work that he puts in. And when it comes time to be paying the man like he deserves to get paid, I, for one, am so down to talk about how great he is and the amazing work that really he is doing behind the scenes as much as we can.
Yeah, he won't toot his own horn, so go ahead.
Yeah, he definitely won't. So I'll have to hold back a little bit on how much I toot it, obviously, just knowing him. And back to your TikTok comment, I mean, that might be where I'm like not as in your face. Obviously, modern day marketing, yes, I have to like use Instagram and take advantage of a little bit of that. But The reality of it is, yeah, he, once we got to know each other and got clicking, he's such a genuine guy and like hard worker. I think we just kind of pushed each other, and like, he would see what I would sacrifice, you know, time I would put in, and I see he's willing to put in more work than me. So that's a whole lot easier for me to stay up late at night when my wife's asleep next to me watching a video, checking out his hip internal rotation from the week before to make sure it's where we want it. So just seeing him being able to put in that work, push himself, he's so genuine. He's so humble. He works so hard. I mean, just going to lunch with the guys, like going to lunch with your best friend. It's like just a normal, like human, like everyone, anyone that's talked to him and I've been around him, he's always there for him. He's like going to talk to him. He's going to give him that time. It's just like any your best friend being there. He's I've never seen him be rude to anybody or anything like that at all. I just see him go out of his way to give back to the community here in Dallas. And obviously, yeah, that's going to make me want to work harder for the guy and push more for the guy. He's just such a good dude. It's awesome to be around. He's such a competitor, working super hard. How could you not want to work hard for somebody like that?
I love that you said like the hip rotation, and the first thing I could think of is, you guys remember, was it last season or the year before?
Did you teach him the dance?
I did not. I would love to take credit for that, but no, that is a great move though. I was like super thrilled to see him doing that a few years ago even.
That was so good. I was like, oh, come on. That'd be amazing if you can claim
it. I like how me and Kelsey were on the same length. We're like, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think that's really great. And I'd love to just address, you know, obviously there's been a lot of things that have come out recently. And I mean, if this man hasn't faced some setbacks in A, his life, and B, especially in 2020. And I'd love, you know, someone who works really closely with him, what do you feel like you've been able to witness and see in just his leadership and his resilience? Do you feel like that's been more apparent than ever? I know you've been working with him for a minute, but man, I mean, it's like one thing after the other, and but he still remains positive and he's still in the building, or he's as much as he can and around. Again, like from everything that I hear and everything I see, he's involved. He's even from a social media perspective, when he can't like physically be there, he's like hyping up guys. Like it's kind of mind boggling to me to go through all of that and still be as positive as he seems to be.
Yeah. That's amazing. Right. To see that. Like, I don't know that I would be capable of the same mindset, but yeah, I've never, I feel like watching the injury, obviously being there and seeing what happened, but I feel like he does a phenomenal job of like processing those emotions. I felt like when he started to get teary eyed, it was because he could feel like the love in the building. I need to ask him about that, but I feel like he could feel that love. So he gets teary eyed, goes to the emotions, and then it's a very logical, like, okay, cool. It's time to get to work. I got to get back from this. What am I going to do? Similar to that Tom Brady mindset of like, what I'm going to do, like dwell on it or get angry or upset or sad and make the situation worse. It's like, it just drives you to be a better person. Before I even worked with him, there was a college teammate of his that I work with. And he said, he's like, I've never seen a better leader on and off the field. And just seeing him interact with anybody that I'm around, that's 100% true.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
So AKA, as if we needed one more reason why we need to pay the man.
Right.
I mean, we need him in the building. Like, you cannot, I am so big on intangibles, and especially in a position like that. And I've been around the team for a minute, and it just feels different with him. It just feels different with him. He just captures the room, all sides of the room. It's not just like one group, and people want to fight for him. People want to fight for him, whether he's on or off the field. And you can't just pick anybody, even as talented as they may be, and build a team off of just talent alone. Like, you need the whole package. And I could go on and on, but he has it. He has it.
I compare it to that, the last Super Bowl that Peyton won, when he obviously was not as good as he had been in previous years. Just that leadership component that you can't measure. He's got it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd love to just dive in a little bit more on like we work with a lot of athletes, and so not just quarterbacks, but I would imagine it's different working on an athlete versus working on someone like myself, a high school hero athlete.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's like some key differences in how these guys like train and prepare, and also adding a different layer on top of that? I mean, again, talk about facing some setbacks. COVID in itself has been really difficult, and you've had to be training from afar, and I'm sure that you've played a big part of that, because you're a big component of a lot of these guys' teams and making sure that their bodies are ready to be on the field. So what's that been like, helping these guys prepare in such unprecedented times? And then can you speak to maybe some of the nuances that maybe people like myself wouldn't realize that like a tight end would do differently from like a quarterback or something of that nature? I just find it fascinating.
Yeah. So high school athlete, your high school hero, obviously usually someone's coming in for like, hey, my knee hurts, my back hurts, we're trying to fix that. And hopefully if you're 100 or if they hopefully go live well beyond 100 years. So if you're 25 or 35, it's like, man, we got a long way to go and you got that back's hurting you that bad already. So a lot of that, we're doing a lot of corrective stuff. COVID, people are sitting down all day. So a lot of communication, like I said earlier, of, hey, what are you doing? What does your office chair look like? Are you sitting down all day at work or are you turning to your left? Or if you're a dentist and you're turning to your left all day, that a lot of that's communication based. So game plan is very custom tailored. I kind of wait till a second or third visit to see how you're feeling from sport to sport. Whereas like a golfer compared to a basketball player to a football player, obviously different breakdowns on that, but it, position to position in football. If you get some big guy that's just going to attack people all day, like a DeMarcus Lawrence, he's going to do great no matter what. You just kind of keep him together. Obviously there's little fine tuning things we go. It's a little bit easier to talk to more like that quarterback position. So if I get a quarterback from a big name college or a high school athlete, we're breaking down things pretty much immediately. Is like, is the shoulder external rotation where we want it to be, or is it your thoracic mobility is not very good? So we're kind of breaking the body down from that upper half and lower half. The big thing now is like people are using the ground to throw with. So they're already pushing off that back foot well. Like I spoke to that hip internal rotation earlier. So we're looking at everything, every little joint, every body part to make sure it's mobile in the right area, stable in the right areas. And I would say the same thing applies to your weekend CrossFit guy or your school teacher. And we get everything from babies all the way up to people up in their 70s, 80s.
So it sounds like you almost have to like coordinate. You could potentially be doing some communication with coaching staffs too, because maybe you're working on actual like processes and movements. And I'm, you know, you kind of have to be lockstep, not only with the athlete themselves, but also, hey, like what's the left hand trying to teach, you know, this person to do it. So making sure the right hand is at least kind of in as lockstep as possible. There's some coordination, it seems like it would be.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier if I have any communication at all with their coach. Let's say golf, for example, swing coach. If he's like, hey man, I'm trying to get him to use his lower body a little bit more, and he doesn't notice something that I do where his, let's say his right lateral flexion of his lumbar spine is not where I need it to be, but I can make up for that with some hip internal rotation, and we can start to go through some corrective exercise, or me get some more mobility in a certain area through what I do hands-on soft tissue wise. We have a lot of high-end technology that we use for those things too. So a lot of fine tuning, really it's to be honest, if all about communication with the way I approach it. Like I want to have that good relationship where you're going to tell me like, hey man, this is what I like, this is what I need, and I can be straight up with you on that same, at the same level.
That's awesome. Meg,
how's my guy Neville Gallimore?
I didn't get to work with Nev as much as I wanted. He's a big guy. I was excited to work with him, like him coming out of Oklahoma.
I saw him on your Instagram, so I got really jacked about it. He's like my favorite rookie, so
He's great, right? He was great, right? He's huge. I mean, he was great at OU, obviously. I was a big fan, me being an OU fan. But, yeah. Man, he really did great at the end of the year, right?
Oh, so good. I was so impressed. I had high hopes going in. I think I liked his name first, and then I liked him, too.
Yeah.
We have a thing for those OU guys here in Dallas. Yeah. Feels like,
well, and him being from Canada too, like that's cool, right? Like he didn't play hockey or anything else, like that's pretty cool, right?
I know
he would be lost on hockey, honestly.
I mean, okay, listen though, hear me out. If we bring back the whole like grinder phase, like he might make a lot of sense in that regard. Like that could be a good thing for him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, right.
Are we going to start like placing football players into like basketball positions and like hockey positions?
Okay, so LeBron as a football player.
Yes.
I love
that. So going back to your Instagram though, I was, you know, kind of deep diving on it and noticed like you have a lot of signed jerseys. So how
never
many
enough.
How many do you think you have?
Man, I don't know. At the clinic, I've got 1, 2, 3. I could probably tell you hanging up there. I have a handful. I couldn't tell you at home because some of them are and aren't hanging up. We redid our house this summer, so I gotta kind of decorate our room here a little bit.
Is it the man cave, or is it allowed to go like out of the room?
We don't call it the man cave. Here we should. My last name's Man. The kids,
Man with two N's.
Yeah,
I know. The kids call it the media room. Yeah, I got this like really cool. My grandpa he passed away, but he had like his heroes. It was like Johnny Unitas, Mickey Mantle, Ben Hogan. So I got a really cool Mickey Mantle photo, like this black and white, of him like tossing a helmet as he's walking off. I think we're going that retro look in here.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah,
for it.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm all about that. I'm definitely all about it. My favorite autographs though are like, if a player ever gives me an autograph, I'm like, listen, don't sign it out. Like, you got to sign something. Like, you got to give me like a personal message. Like, my favorite one, and I can't even share it on air, is my Charles Haley one.
Yeah.
it's classic Charles Haley. And
okay.
Doberman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one of those that I can't share. There's one behind me. Same, my grandpa, he was like just a buddy of mine growing up. He was the huge Johnny Unitas fan. So in eighth grade, I wrote Johnny Unitas a letter like, hey, will you sign this for my grandpa? There's a photo like right here that he like personalized like to Wayne, best wishes, and signed it. Then when he passed away, I'm like, that's because, I mean, he's like the original GOAT. Me personally, I thought what Dak wrote on there was pretty cool because he put no goals are too crazy, just because it was one of our first combos, and it gave me a lot of insight to how much he remembers. So I'm very careful of what I say around him now, because he doesn't forget anything.
Steel trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a good and a bad thing. A good thing for what he does, but also a bad thing for, you know, anyone that decides they want to talk poorly of him.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, it's like crazy what he remembers. I'm like, dude, how do you? I'll tell him like some meaningless story like months ago, and he'll be like, "Hey, did you ever?" And I'm like, "What? How do you? What? I don't remember saying that."
That's
yeah.
Awesome. I want to. Do you have any like final words for people just about, you know, Dak, and as we kind of go through all this again? Like, he's just such a big topic of conversation. But I really do like, I've loved about our conversations is, again, like, adding some color commentary to Dak as a human outside of just the awesome athlete he is. And I really can't say enough good things in my personal experiences with him. And I know you have such a great relationship with him, but is there any other like light you'd love to shed on just Dak as a person and who he really is?
Yeah. I a quick little story would be good. Just like with what you had said, like how genuine he is. We had Fletcher's corn dogs at the clinic one time, and he came up to, I knew he was coming to get corn dogs, didn't know when, and I was busy, and like people just pat him on the back. Hey man, like good. Like, hope everything works, all that. And he's like, hey, yeah, appreciate it. There's a guy that I treat. He's a huge Mahomes fan, Texas Tech guy. I'm an OU guy. He was always a Dak hater. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna get you to like him. For years. And then I start working with him and like whatever, and then he's like, no, it's not gonna happen. And so I was like, hey Dak, do me a favor real quick, bro. He's like, what? I was like, this guy's a Tech Mahomes fan, like, can you just go talk some crap? I didn't say crap. Talk some crap to him for me real quick. And so all of a sudden he's like face down on the table, and like I see his head poke around. He just mouthed off something about Texas Tech. This guy, like, he's like, I'm gonna go buy a jersey, I love this guy. It's just like a genuine, just like, dude being dude, like just a good guy, you know, like just a normal genuine person.
Yeah, that's being dudes. That is such a perfect, I couldn't have, that's perfect. Like, that is at its core like who he is. And you say that, but he's, again, in my experiences with him, it's always been, he's like that with everyone. Like, he doesn't care if you're the janitor, or he doesn't care if you're, you know, the highest profile person in the room. He's going to be equally as friendly and nice to you. And I always appreciate that, because as I'm sure you realize, and you know, because you worked in this industry for a long time, there's a lot of people who think that like their ish don't stink. And, you know,
yeah,
he could act a lot different because he's pretty famous and pretty talented and, you know, well off and whatever else. And he chooses not to. And I just always, I really, really appreciate, it was refreshing. Refreshing is the best way I could describe it about him.
Yeah. And that's going to be the exact way he is everywhere he's at. Doesn't matter, he's going to be the exact same always. And it's like just a normal, genuine, good person.
So Cowboys of the Super Bowl is what I'm getting from all of this conversation.
Set the next 7 in a row.
seven. We're going to do eight because you know what?
We got to beat Brady. Yeah.
We got next eight.
He's going to be pissed at me for putting that out there, but
no, that's a goal. No goal.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm like, hey, we said it now out loud. We're going to manifest it.
We're manifesting this into existence for all of us. Doc, yeah. And thanks for hanging out with us. So where can the people find you, find your work? I mean, again, like
Instagram with all the jerseys.
Yeah. Like you're not allowed to take my spot because I'm going to come see you as a patient here soon. So as long as you're not like jacking my vibe, then we're good. But like everyone else, where can they find you?
Yeah. You can look at my Instagram. It's at Dr. Brian Mann, DrBrianMann. The website's dynamicsportsmedicine.com. You can schedule online. We have a couple doctors there. A lot of high-end technology. Everything's going to be very custom tailored. We take all insurances. So you can check us out on the website, look at what we got to offer rather than me just vomit all the technology that we have from hyperbaric chamber to dry needling to cupping. There's so many things that we offer. And then if you call, verify your insurance, you're going to know your cost up front. You can schedule online, whatever works for you.
That sounds amazing.
Dr. You heard the man.
As I say, no goals are too crazy. 8 million Super Bowls or signing back. And that's all she wrote. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
You could say he's the man. Thank you.
Honestly, like the fact
that I threw in a couple of those in there, but I didn't give enough emphasis.
Emphasis.
So, you know, if you find those Easter eggs, enjoy.
Emphasis or emphasize?
The right emphasis on the wrong syllable.
It's tomato, tomato.
You know.
In essence. We're done here. Oh my God. I've been doing this wheezy laugh lately and I think it's my age. I'm concerned, you guys. Stop me.
It's kind of how Dave laughs. So I think you might just be like getting it by osmosis.
So unattractive. I need to stop. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the interview. And if you have any ideas on how we can get into this party, let us know because we are all ears.
Yeah, I love a like costume.
Yeah. As long as we can like put something else on it. Like I'm totally doing like the whole switcheroo, like when we're done.
Like, yeah, like I could pull a whole like, what is it, Beyonce outfit switch in like 30 seconds thing that she does.
We should train for that. Yeah. Some people train for marathons. We train for
switching outfits really fast.
At Hall of Fame parties. This is our new thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say we could be like Dave Portnoy and like videotape it, but then you get kicked out. So no.
Why is he?
Also, he's not someone I idolize. Anyways.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. You can get the Vlogging the Boys podcast, wherever your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. Also, we're on YouTube. If you're watching this, you can probably see that we're on YouTube because I don't know where else would you be watching this video. But if you want to watch the things that we say on social media, which you should. I am on Instagram at @HeyKelseyCharles and also on the Twitter at @Kelsey_Charles. And Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's.
I feel like there's some things that we just need to leave the people with. Oh, I'm wearing the shirt. Wow. I worked out on this shirt. Y'all are welcome for this ensemble. But yeah.
I'm gonna point at you.
Yeah.
It would be Dallas forever. Philly for never.
Ever.
Write it down. Tattoo it on your arm.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
Drinks after workout for the record for always.
Cheers.
We're getting into that party. See you guys next time.